The show debuted October 17, 1966. The Hollywood Reporter reviewed the debut the next day, and Frank Baron writes, "Merrill Heater and Robert Quigley have come up with a winner in their new Hollywood Squares show, which debuted yesterday morning. It's bright, fresh, amusing, and geared to entertain the daytime viewers. This is a show for everyone, not just the housewife. It is also for the younger set who might be watching. The men will enjoy Squares just as much. The program is based on the familiar tic-tac-toe, with two studio contestants competing to see who gets the three marks in a row. This is done by determining whether questions asked of celebrity panelists are right or wrong. Format is simple, but effective. Peter Marshall is just right in the host role, looking handsome and being gracious to the contestants. He's a perfect choice for the part. The opening show had Rose Marie, Maury Amsterdam, Abby Dalton, Wally Cox, Cliff Arquette, Ernie Borgnine, Sally Field, Nick Adams, and Agnes Moorehead as the Hollywood celebs who answered the questions. Queries were of various natures, some historical, some amusing, some informative. It's fun for the home viewer to go along with the game too, trying to guess whether the personality is right or wrong. And with performers like the above, the show zinged right along, never lagging. Each celeb provided capable and likable, no wise guys in the box of nine, and definitely title to the contrary, no Hollywood squares. Rather, Hollywood Sharpies. Guest panelists will be added weekly. Directed nicely by Jerome Shaw, the half hour is definitely a winner for Heater and Quigley and NBC. That from Frank Baron, reviewing the first broadcast of the Hollywood Squares. Now, Peter Marshall follows up, "Although we were all delighted with the enthusiastic words of Frank Baron, nobody expected the show to last. I figured I would return to New York to do another Broadway musical, and life would go on pretty much as it had. Boy, was I wrong. The show stayed on the air for 16 years. It was a phenomenon." That from Backstage with the Original Hollywood Squares by Peter Marshall. So popular is Hollywood Squares to this day that they've brought the show back yet again to TV. As a very nice coincidence, the magic and the humor and surprise of Hollywood Squares is being adapted in a version drawing in celebrities from this region, and it's titled Neptactoe, presented by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Theatrical Alliance, this Saturday, March 1st, at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre. Dane Bauer serves on the NEPTA board, and he hatched the idea of creating this playful way to raise funds to help students entering the performing arts or performing arts education with scholarship assistance. Dane stopped in to fill us in about NEPTA and its educational mission.
The event is called Neptactoe, and it's essentially Hollywood Squares, but with a Northeast Pennsylvania twist. You know, so we wanted to find people who either currently live in the area or who were born in the area, who've gone out into the world and accomplished some great things in the world of entertainment, and bring them all together and treat them as squares in our Hollywood Squares type game show. So it was my brainchild in the sense that I thought, hey, let's steal Hollywood Squares. But it is certainly, I didn't come up with the entire idea, of course. It's been around since, what, the 70s, I think, is when Hollywood Squares first came out.
And the idea behind going to all these lengths to build the set and to get people in from far and wide, it's a benefit, is it?
Yes, it's a fundraiser for the William Dan Savage Scholarship Fund. So I'm on the board of directors for NEPTA, which is the Northeastern Pennsylvania Theatrical Alliance. It's a group of 10 theaters who come together, and we act as sort of a pooled resource for one another. You know, it came, I believe, Paige Bilitsky created NEPTA almost 30 years ago now. And it was just the idea of, we're using all the same actors, we're using the same directors, why not come together and have a resource where if somebody needs to borrow set pieces or props or costumes, we all work together. So it's this great unified community. And a number of years ago, we started awarding scholarships to students who are graduating high school and going into arts of some form, whether it's performing arts major or majoring in arts education. So we just provide scholarships to help them, you know, offset the costs of college.
And remind us about William Dunsavage.
William Dunsavage, now I didn't know him well, I knew him, but he was a staple in NEPTA for many years. He was a very kind man who used to help a lot with the 50-50 raffles at the NEPTA. We'd have the NEPTA awards that we do every spring, and you'd always see him there smiling and helping with the 50-50s. And he was just a member of the theatrical community who was a big part of NEPTA for many years. And so when he passed away, we named the scholarship after him just to kind of honor his legacy.
Remind us of the way Hollywood Squares works.
Sure. So you have two contestants, one representing X, one representing O, and then you have your nine celebrities who represent each of the squares, and it's trivia-based. So the hosts, in this case, would be myself and Mike Bovzinic. We go by the name of Flash Milk. We're hosting tonight. So the host would ask one of the squares if you wanted the top left square. Whoever was sitting there, say it's one of our celebrity guests, you'd say their name. I'd ask them a trivia question. They have to try to answer it. And then if you're player X, you just say whether or not you agree or disagree with their answer. If you get it right, then that block becomes an X. If you get it wrong, it becomes an L. Then outside of that, it's just playing tic-tac-toe. And whoever gets tic-tac-toe first wins that round. Or if it ends up, as it often does with tic-tac-toe, where if the competition is fierce and nobody gets three in a row, it's whoever ends up with five squares as opposed to four wins that round.
Where are you holding it, and who's building the set?
So we're holding it at Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, and the set is being constructed this week by myself primarily, and then I'm just going to pull in whatever helpers I can along the way. Anybody who's willing to come and lend a helping hand just to get it up. It's a very basic set. It's certainly not going to be as extravagant as the televised Hollywood Squares. You know, of course, you had the original set in the 70s, and then the Hollywood Squares I was most familiar with was the one that came out in the late 90s, somewhere around there, with Whoopi Goldberg, Bruce Valanche, Gilbert Gottfried, all those guys as the guests. And now, I didn't realize this, this particular fundraiser has been in the works for about a year. And I would say maybe 5 months ago, they announced a new Hollywood Squares. So there is currently a Hollywood Squares on television right now, hosted by Nate Burleson, that I did not know was coming when we decided to try to do this. So that was just fun timing as far as that goes.
How do you choose the contestants?
The contestants get chosen when you purchase your ticket. Tickets are only a suggested donation of $10. We wanted to make it very open for anybody to attend. And again, it's just suggested donation. Pay what you can. We'd love to have you there. If you can afford to donate more, we certainly wouldn't turn away from that either. But when you purchase your ticket for entry, you are entered in to become a contestant, and we're pulling people out of the audience to do it. So it'll be really fun, and it'll be cool to interact with these people, you know, these celebrities that we've managed to pull together for this.
How many squares are there, and how many guests do you have, and who are they?
Okay, so there are nine squares in tic-tac-toe, and we actually have 10 guests, so we do have people that are sharing a square, only because we weren't going to say no to having more people in. And I would like to say first off that I'm so grateful for all of our people who did agree to come on and be squares. They're completely volunteering their time, their energy, their efforts just for the cause. And I appreciate them for that very much. Now, as far as who we have, we've got a nice variety of people. We have Heidi Germaine Schnapoff, who's an old friend of mine. She is Kingston born and raised, and now she is a stunt woman. And her resume is in Hollywood, it's in television. There was a show called Blind Spot on NBC that ran for a number of seasons, and she was the main actress's stunt woman. So she did tons of episodes of that, and also was able to get on camera, not as an actress, not as a stunt person, so you actually saw her face in some episodes as well. She was in Hocus Pocus 2. She was Kathy Najimy's stunt woman, so she's featured in that. She's in the Marvel movies as a stunt person, so she's got quite a nice resume. And then we have two local DJs. We have Prospector from Rock 107, and we have Eric Peterson, who's currently with Gem 99 and 100. In the past, he's been with Froggy 101. He did a stint with Magic 93, so he's been you'll recognize his voice. He's been on the air for a very long time. What I'm super excited about is Shayna Baszler. She is a WWE wrestler currently. Yeah, so she wrestles with WWE Raw, and I've watched some of the videos of the things she can do. She's an amazing athlete. And she's won, you know, tag team championships. So it's a big deal. I was really excited when we got her. We have Aaron Brock, who is a bassist and vocalist for Breaking Benjamin, which is, of course, a rock band from this area that blew up huge. They have a great following. We have Aaron there. We have Gabrielle Ruiz. Now, Gabrielle is not from the area, but she recently moved here. She got married to somebody and lives in Northeast Pennsylvania now. And she has a great career as well. She's done Broadway. She's most notable. There was a CW show called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and she was one of the main characters on that. There was also a Star Trek show called Star Trek Lower Decks. It's an animated Star Trek show. She played a character on that for 4 years as well. So she's got quite an impressive resume. And I know right now one of the big things going on is Wicked. The movie came out. It's huge. It's got tons of attention. And she participated in a Wicked concert with Cynthia Erivo, who's playing Elphaba in the movie, as well as the original cast members. So she was part of the Wicked anniversary concert, which is great. We have Christopher Kelly, who I've known for many years, and he's so funny, so great. He's a columnist for The Times, and his wit, and he's very quick-witted, he's very humorous, and he's gonna make a great addition. He's gonna be a great square. We have, from WNEP, Carrie Kearns and Scott Schaefer. I mean, everybody in Northeast PA knows who Scott Schaefer is. He hosts so many of their shows. Great news anchors. Really excited that they're willing to take the time to do this for us. And the last one we have is Robert Bogue, who moved to this area a couple years ago. And he's the nicest human being you could ever meet. He's so great. He's so generous with his time. He's actually coming in. He's in Budapest right now filming an episode of a TV show there. So he'll be coming in this week and be able to participate. But he's a video game voiceover artist. He's done the voice of Red Harlow in Red Dead Revolver and the voice of Steve Haynes for Grand Theft Auto 5. So he's got some real credits. And he was also, if anybody out there is a soap opera fan, he played the character of AC Mallet for 5 years on Guiding Light. It's really exciting. I'm really excited. Again, I'm so grateful to them, many of whom, you know, there's about half of them whom I've known for quite a while. And there's a few of them who I never met and never spoke to prior to this. But every one of them was so excited to be a part of it and so generous with their time. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Mike Duffy from 97.9X, who wasn't able to do it. He has a conflict, but has done a great job of helping us to promote the show through his station and everything. So I'd like to thank him as well. It's just been a great outpouring on the community level, not only from these 10 individuals, but the various restaurants, hotels, sporting teams that have stepped up to donate for our raffle as well. We're going to have a raffle there. We'll be selling tickets for people to bid on different prizes.
What about incidental music so that when you are building up to a climax or the tick, 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 what kinds of sound effects are you using?
Well, we're really just trying to set it up for just some entertaining upbeat songs as people are coming in and getting settled. And once the game show starts, we'll have a couple of those classic noises when you win, the dings and all the fun sort of energy boosting noises that you get throughout a game show.
It sounds like this is just the right kind of project for all of you.
Yeah, I think, first of all, you know, to be able to contribute to a scholarship for somebody is huge. And I think that this event really encapsulates well what NEMT is all about, which is people coming together from all different walks of life for a unified vision. And right now, I think you can't underestimate the power of just doing something positive and putting a little positivity, a little fun, a little happiness out into the world right now. Just some shaky times, and being able to come together and unify over something and just make it about goodness, I think, is something that really reflects within our community. We're always trying to create. We're always trying to make beauty. We're always trying to give the gift of art to the world. And I think the people who are involved in this all see that and all want to support that. So I'm just super grateful to everybody for doing this.
Do we just come to the door and buy tickets? How does that all work?
There are tickets. Yep, you can get tickets at the door. If you wanted to go to our website, which is www.neptatheaters.org/neptactoe, you'll get tickets there as well. And there's lots of great prizes too, so I want to definitely make sure that we're also giving a shout out to the local restaurants and hotels and everything who are contributing to that. There's going to be a gift basket from the Rail Riders, which is great. There's a million of them. Check out the site. There's too many to list. We'd be here for a while listening to everything, and which is awesome.
The little theater is an historic site, and so it's nice that you'll be in a place that has plenty of seating and so forth, but also has that feeling of theater.
Yeah, I mean, the little theater of Oaksbury has been around for over 100 years now creating theater in the area, and all the other theaters who are around as well. I mean, there's some of them. Gaslight Theater's part of NEPTA. They've been over 20 years. The Music Box has been around for over 40 years. You know, there's a lot of community. And then we have exciting new theaters as well. Imagine NEPA. They've been around maybe 3 years now. Children's Theater up in Dalton. So it's just a nice mix of all the different theaters coming together, all the different people working together to see this thing through. This one definitely took a lot of organization, a lot of work, a lot of help, and a lot of generosity. And it's all come through in spades. And I couldn't be prouder of it, and I couldn't be more excited for it. And I really think we're going to have a really fun night.
Dane Bauer from the NEPTA board, who will co-host NEPTACTOE, NEP-TAC-TOE, that will take place this Saturday, March 1st at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street. And it will be an event to raise money for the William Dansevich Scholarship Fund, awarded annually by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Theatrical Alliance to a graduating senior going to college to major in the arts or arts education. Doors open at 6, the game show starts at 7, and as we've just heard from Dane, when you purchase a ticket, that enters you into the running, should you choose to become a contestant that evening, raffles and prizes and so much more. The website is neptatheaters.org, and it's NEPTA NEPTA, NEPTA Theaters, TERS.org/NEPTACTOE. But maybe if you just go to neptatheaters.org, you'll make your way to NEPTACTOE for tickets and information. Again, it's presented by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Theatrical Alliance this Saturday, March 1st at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 7 o'clock. And for more information, neptatheaters.org. And you'll be able to meet the celebrities who are lending their support for this important effort to raise funds for the William Dansevich Scholarship Fund, awarded annually by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Theatrical Alliance to a graduating senior going on to major in the arts or arts education.